Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been just over a year since 79% of voters in Boston supported changing the governing body of Boston schools from one whose members are appointed by the mayor to one with elected members. But now, in a busy year for city schools, Mayor Michelle Wu seems resistant to that change. So city councilors have refiled a petition to return to having elected school committee members, setting the stage for a potential impasse. WBUR's Max Larkin is here to explain more. Hi, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
Okay, let's back up to that 2021 referendum. What did it do?
Yeah, it was kind of a litmus test, a way of sort of taking voter interest in the idea. So actually implementing elected school committees would change Boston's charter with a so-called home rule petition, which requires approval from the state legislature and the governor. So voters had their say, and they were emphatic. They wanted a return to an elected school committee that every other municipality in the state has and that Boston had until 1992. As head of Boston's NAACP, Tanisha Sullivan helped organize that vote, and she describes the scope of the victory.
This was every neighborhood across the city of Boston said, yes, we want an elected school committee. We want more direct accountability to families and to students. I do think it's important to listen to the people, and the people have clearly spoken.
Another organizer, Rupa, joked that this is just about the only thing Boston can agree on.
So how was it supposed to play out from that point?
Yeah, so you have this draft home rule petition, which was filed by city councilors Ricardo Arroyo and Julia Mejia, and it imagined a gradual transition to elected seats as members' terms started to expire, and that would start last fall. So that didn't happen. They've now refiled that petition, as you mentioned, and will be updating it and debating it over the next month. Then it would go on to the mayor, and then with her signature, up Tremont Street to Beacon Hill to get approval from both houses of the legislature and the governor. The trouble is, we don't know when or if Mayor Wu will sign it. And since the referendum was non-binding, she doesn't have to, as Ricardo Arroyo explained to me.
You know, that's the power of being the mayor. She has the ability to sign it or not. I don't think this is an issue that's just going to go away. I think she will have to address the council and the public on it at some point.
So Arroyo says they're doing what they can now, trying to get a big majority before a city council vote to be held in the next few months. And advocates say they'll be trying to build support in the state house as well as trying to put pressure on Mayor Wu.
Those advocates, what's their argument for an elected committee? Why is it so important to them?
I think their feeling is that the current system effectively robs Boston families of a directive voice in the schools. Now, with committee members appointed by the mayor, it's pretty clear who they answer to, and they usually vote unanimously in favor of whatever proposal is before them, like the mask mandate back in 2020 or the changes to exam school admissions in 2021. So pro-election advocates acknowledge that an elected committee would come with complications like campaign fundraising, possible corruption, people using it as a stepping stone to higher office. But I think they say it'd be worth it to have accountable, independent, representative leaders making policy in the schools.
So what are the signs that Wu isn't ready to budge?
Well, first, she just reappointed two committee members to four-year terms, the chair, Jerry Robinson, and Kwok Tran. And then the mayor issued a statement saying, quote, in the year ahead, she is determined to keep the momentum going to reform special education, invest in teaching and learning, and rebuild our school facilities. Reading between the lines there, it seems to be saying it's not a great time for what could be a difficult reorganization of school governance.
I mean, does Wu have a point that this is just bad timing to start such a big change?
Well, I think it's certainly true that there's a lot to do and a lot of scrutiny on BPS right now. State education officials put the district on what they call a strategic improvement plan last June, which calls for the district to overhaul its approach to special education, to better serve its English learners, to make school buses run on time, and more. And the school's just got a new superintendent, Mary Skipper, this last fall. The school committee also votes to choose the superintendent. They're starting to contemplate her first 100 days in office, her first billion-dollar budget. And so all of that might make this time awkward. But then given the size of this school district, maybe there would never be a good time.
So what happens next?
Well, like I said, the petition will go to a vote before the city council in the coming weeks. And if it passes, and that's what we expect, it will go on to Wu's desk. Now, Ricardo Arroyo and advocates say they don't know what she'll do, but that they intend to keep up the advocacy, keep up the pressure before and after the vote to make sure that that lopsided win at the ballot box bears fruit and hopefully sometime soon.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks for having me.
That was WBUR education reporter Max Larkin.